Hello, I'm Ralf Gamm and you're listening to my top 10 at 10. Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
I still maintain, and I'll say it, I told her, and I'm telling the architect behind it, I think Ralf Gamm and Monique Bingham were made for each other musically. There's from Kissing Strangers to Take Me to My Love, you listen to what Monique can deliver. You just have, you found a way to bring out the best in her. I don't know, what is it about it?
I sometimes don't know myself, to be honest, you know.
Yeah.
I think we tick quite similar. We both take our time to, you know, she for her lyrics and recordings and words and melodies, and I take my time for the music, and in the end, it works out well. There's a certain energy between us,
sure,
which I can't explain. It's, we have the same taste. We react on the same things musically, so that's what it makes easier to work together. And we are both very patient. Monique is a slow writer.
Yes. Sometimes, you say she takes up to 2 years?
Sometimes it takes 2 years until she sends you back the vocals for your playback. With especially Claudette, it was 2 years. Take Me to My Love was 1.5 years. The only song where she was faster and we didn't know each other at that time very well was Kissing Strangers. First work, yes. Maybe she still felt some pressure and then realized, no, Ralf is patient and waits until I'm really satisfied. And
She writes beautifully.
She is one of the best writers we have in house music, I think.
Yeah.
Lyrically, there's hardly anyone who can compete with her. And that as well obviously helps the songs staying timeless.
Yes.
Because you can listen to them
timeless
forever.
Forever, exactly. Ralf Gamm, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Somebody told me, a little bitty told me that the Gamm is not actually how we should pronounce it. It's short for Gumede. That's how long you've been in this country, apparently.
Yes, I've been here now 10 years. I moved here 2012. I've been here the first time 2008. Then 4 years later moved here.
Yeah.
And I'm Gumede now. The people of the country accepted me. I'm grateful for that forever. And they gave me a new name, which is Gumede. I'm cool with that.
So Ralf Gumede is my guest. So 2008, what brings you here?
The music. I mean, in the beginning, the music, I heard a lot about the house scene in the country before I came here from friends like Rocco, who started coming here some years earlier. And everybody told me it's amazing what's happening in South Africa.
Sure.
And they really are into the music. It's mainstream. It plays on radio. And it was hard to believe before I came here first time.
Well, you're like, never.
Never. It can't be that everybody knows that music, because in Europe, it's a small
it's
scene.
Underground,
it's underground. Yeah. And so it was DJ Christos who booked me for the first time in 2008 for some gigs.
The Greek god,
our godfather of house music in the country. I think I played 4 gigs the first time I came. They worked very well. I as well clicked with Christos. We became friends, so I kept on coming. 2009, I was invited to speak at the Southern African Music Conference, which was initiated by DJ U. Our five big house heads.
Yes.
And the following year, too. And at some point, it felt like when I had to leave here after gigs or after gigs and holidays combined, it felt like I'm leaving home. I can't tell you why. Again, it was the energy which was very attractive. I think my wife joined me 2010, the first time to come here too, she had a similar feeling. So we started thinking about relocating and obviously my family thought I'm crazy moving around.
Of course, I was about to ask you that.
Half around the world, you know. And luckily my wife got a sabbatical at work. So we said that's the perfect time. We have 1 year to see and try.
Yes.
And came here in 2012 and never looked back. It's home now.
Oh, wow. But what are you leaving back home?
What am I leaving there?
Is it family?
Yes, it's mainly family and friends, which over time as well, due to the big distance, some friendships,
of course, collapse.
Yeah. Unfortunately, others stay, and that's the true friendships.
Yeah.
Except for family and friends, I'm not missing too much, to be honest.
Yeah.
We have everything here.
Not the liquor, not the vibe, not the weather.
No, how can you miss the term weather when you have South African weather? I just wanted to say it's a beautiful country, beautiful nature.
Yeah.
The weather is much better, you know.
Yes.
I believe you can't miss winter and cold weather and rain.
You will
always prefer sun.
Yeah.
It changes your mood too, I believe.
True.
Liquor, I stopped drinking 4 years ago, so I don't miss that. I think food you can replace, you can make your own food. You still can cook German food at home if you want that. Otherwise, I'm a meat person, so I'm perfectly situated.
You're in a perfect place, you're in the Mecca. But where in Germany? Born and raised?
A small town in the south of Germany called Würzburg, which is an hour from Frankfurt by car.
Okay.
It's already Bavaria, and yeah, that's where I was born and raised, then moved to Stuttgart for studying.
Okay.
Moved back to Würzburg. From there, decided it feels too small. It's a small town and not much happening, so I moved to Spain. I moved to Mallorca.
Okay.
I had friends on Mallorca. Was living there for a while. Ibiza is the next island,
So
I felt like I get closer to where things are happening.
Yeah.
But somehow I didn't like it in Spain, so I moved back. Was again in my hometown for a while until used that as a base to travel for gigs too.
Okay.
And until South Africa.
I'll come back to how you started DJing, but I understand you're a civil engineer.
Yes, I am. I mean, that's what I studied. My father had a construction company.
Jeez.
And my parents said music is fine, but maybe as a hobby you should do something serious.
So
I knew I want to do music, but as well it was hard to, you know, convince them, as I wasn't able to make a living out of it at that time.
Yeah.
So I agreed and said, okay, I study something, and the closest and most logic was to study civil engineering.
So you did it and finished it?
I finished it, and I even started a second study, a business study, because I still was in between being able to make a living out of music.
Yeah.
Or not, you know. So I wasn't sure if I maybe have to work. The civil engineering studies were very boring for me. It just wasn't my thing, you know. My parents still hope that I would maybe take over their construction, their business at some point. But I knew it's not mine. So I started a business study.
Yeah.
And I didn't finish that one anymore because luckily the career slowly took off and I said, no, I want to try this and I want to make it happen. And I knew I wouldn't be happy, you know, running a business in construction. It just wasn't me.
Exactly. You're sitting across a chemical engineer, by the way.
Okay.
And here I am.
It's where life takes you, you know.
Exactly.
You just have to let it happen.
So I met the microphone radio, that is, on campus while I was studying chemical engineering. So how did you meet DJing?
I mainly met music. When I was young, the first satellite radios came up and we were able to listen to music not only played on German radio, which felt very commercial and formatted, and as well tends to play a lot of rock music, which has been my thing. But then we suddenly have been able to tune into UK radio and specialist radios and so forth. And I realized there's a whole world of music which I never came across. That was maybe when I was 12, 13, a teenager. And I somehow electronic music had fascinated me, you know, the first maybe Acid House from Chicago, European or German electronic music like Kraftwerk.
And
I just sonically, it fascinated me. So I was looking for more. I started to go to record shops and dig for the music and started buying records. And at some point I felt, all those beautiful music I collected, I need to
play it. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And what do you do if you want to play music to people? You consider becoming a DJ.
Exactly. Yeah,
So I saved for some turntables. Had my first turntables maybe when I was 16, 17. Started bedroom DJing until I felt I can go out and play to people.
Yeah.
And as well until I was old enough, because Germany sometimes is very strict. So if you're under 18, you will not make it to a club, especially not to work there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I just, you know, continued collecting music and then started playing, got a chance at a local club for one night, played there, people... Some people liked it, because I got another chance. And from there onwards, I just, you know...
Were you just playing one song and then you waited to end, or were you beat mixing?
No, I was beat mixing
at
that time.
Who taught you beat mixing?
I taught it myself on the turntables I bought. And one of my friends was a DJ too, so he showed me the first steps. And from there onwards, I just, you know,
you
tried
and practiced,
And it's the same with production, which came a few years later.
Sure.
A friend of mine had a studio and he said, you can use the equipment when I'm not around. And I spent there every free minute. When he wasn't there or whenever I could use that equipment, I, you know, wanted to make music, and I can't really explain where it comes from, but it was in me and it never stopped. And as well, production is self-taught too, just like DJing.
Oh my word.
You know, I don't have a classical musical education or something. I just
self-taught.
Use my ears.
All that? You just tuned in. This is Ralph Gum. Okay, Mr. Gumete. Yes. The founder of GoGo. And we're talking about, obviously, the music. And he's dropping a new single today with Touch of Soul. And we're going to play it a bit later on. And as we get to know the man. Now, you obviously will play some of the songs that you have made. But there are certain songs that sort of inspire you. And I see Fela Kuti and I see Lira. Which one must I play first? It's up to you. It's your show, man. Tell me now.
Play Lira.
Oh, wow. Why this song?
I think South Africa has a lot of outstanding talents. And then there are some which quickly come to my mind when I start thinking about it.
Yeah.
And she's one of them. Just like you would think about, let's go a bit more to the past, Miriam Makeba, Yuma Sekela, newer generation or...
Yeah.
Not newest, but newer. Mafiki Solo, Lira.
Yes.
She's one of the top artists. I love how she sings. I think she's amazing. And I was very sad to read that she had a stroke.
At least she's recovering now, which is great.
I hope she's recovering, and I hope she does feel good soon again, because that's the title of the song.
There it is!
I chose it because I was so sad to read it. She's such a positive, energetic person, and now imagining having a stroke must be hard.
Very tough, very tough.
Hello, I'm Ralf Gamm, and you're listening to my Top 10 at 10. Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
This is the self-taught DJ, self-taught music producer, civil engineer, and today, a South African, Mr. Gumete, Ralf Gamm. House can make you fall in love. Am I right?
Yeah. House can make you fall in love with house, first of all.
Yes.
Because I think if you really listen to house, it will make you fall in love with it. Unless you don't like music, because house is very musical. There's a lot of influences in it. There's some jazz in it. There's some funk in it. There's some soul in it. So I think if someone listens to it, it can make you fall in love with it.
They say to a point that it can even make you give up your PIN number.
Yep.
Why? Because Ralph Gum made sure that he puts the things in that song to make you give it up. Tell me about Sir LSG.
Obviously met him here. I think we met in the first time in 2013, shortly after I moved here.
Yeah.
And I heard him playing and as a DJ. And I don't know, sometimes you hear a DJ and you feel there's something special about how he plays, you connect to it and he makes you feel something. He definitely managed that.
Wow.
And then he played a track where I was like, wow, this is a nice track. And I went there and asked him and he said, no, that's Hood Natives, I'm part of that group. At that time he still was part of Hood Natives.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it released? It's dope. And he was like, no, it's not released. So I signed that to the label and it was the first release of him on the label.
Yeah.
And since then we work together. We are best friends.
Yeah.
He sometimes calls me his second daddy.
Oh, nice.
I don't want to take that position, to be honest, to be his second daddy. But we have a very close relationship, not only a work relationship. And he released more on the label throughout the years. Yeah. And I think he's an absolutely great talent.
Incredible human being, too.
What a great guy. Which makes it a pleasure to work with him. A reason why I want to help him, you know, to make it. By now, I think he's established. He doesn't need the help anymore. But at some point, you know, I help with some little stepping stones maybe on the way there. And yeah, we keep on working together and keep on hanging together.
Great.
And
Who else have you signed, South African?
To be honest, I don't really sign people. I sign songs.
Okay.
I feel the way I run the label, Gogo Music, we are not big enough and my time is not enough to give full artistic development to a person.
Yeah.
With Lesecho, with LSG, it's different. He wants to stay, you know. He says, I don't want to have my music at the moment elsewhere. So whenever he does something, he comes to me and says, can we release it? And I'm happy with that because of our relationship. But I don't feel like building a huge artist roster, which I have to be responsible for, and which comes as well with expectations, obviously, from the artists. And it's right that they have expectations if they give their music to a company. But at some point I felt like I need to make a decision, either more label work or more own production and music. And I always wanted to produce, so the decision was quite easy. So LSG is the only South African currently who's regular on the label. He obviously brings more talent with him, like his last single, New Town Soul, which he worked with. And he worked with a lot of other South Africans, which through him were on the label. Except for this, I have a second person from Vietnam who's called MacMan, who's regular on the label. And it's us three. And except for this, I sign songs. So if you have a demo and it sounds good, we might sign it. But we don't want to, you know, force the artist staying on the label. As well, I feel a lot of labels do contracts for, I don't know, three or five albums with an artist. And you don't even know where you as a company... Mm-hmm. Or the artist is in 8 years when True. The fifth album maybe will be released. True. So I feel like, no, let's keep it open. If the working relationship
as and when
is well,
yes,
it will continue anyway, you know.
take me behind the scenes. Ralf, he's home, he's having his water, he loves his water, and you are thinking of the next project. Like, for instance, you did a song in My City with Huma Sekela, for instance. I mean, it's one of those. I mean, that's one for the books. Even on that album, there are also other collaborations that you have done. But how and what is your process there? Who do you pick? Who do you go to? Are they available because they come to you, or you are the one chasing them? Or give me the process, what you take there.
Usually the music, the playback comes first for me. I would go to studio sometimes with a clear idea, often without any specific idea. I believe the more you work on music, the more ideas come back to you. So you just need to sit down and do. So my normal day is getting up and turning on the studio, working on some beats from there, laying some harmonies. And once I have a playback, it gives me an idea who could fit on it.
Sure.
So usually I don't go to studio and say, I want to produce something for Monique today or for Huma Sekela or for Lira or whoever, you know. I do what I feel, and once I have that playback, I start thinking who can sing on it.
Do you bring consultants in? By consultants, I mean a different ear. Like, for instance, you say, Christos, I want you to come and hear something.
No, I have one musician I regularly work with who's playing keyboards much better than I do. So sometimes I need him if it goes to jazzy solos or whatever.
Yeah.
Or really complicated harmony progressions. I sometimes need his help.
Yeah.
And he's kind of my second ear, and we decide together. But often it's just, I have that feeling, and, you know, I want to go for it. And because you said, are they available? Not always. You often approach someone and he says, I know you, I can imagine working with you, but I don't have time at the moment. Other people tell you, no, your style is not my style. And so forth. And other people are available as well. I can, if I want something, I can be persistent, you know? I go for it, and if I feel that person has to sing on that song, I try to make it happen with all possibilities.
Who was not available for you? And you're like, damn it, maybe one day.
A lot, for example, because you mentioned the album In the City, which contained as well the song with you. I wanted to have Josh Milan on that album, and I had something where I felt it's perfect for him. It was a bit of that Blaze vibe, old school, what he used to do. But he said, sorry, I don't have time, you know, I'm working on something which will take the next year, and I will not be available maybe after that. But
was this the 69 album, I think? Because that is, he's got like 21 songs on there.
It was around the same time, and I think that might have been the reason keeping him busy. Plus, I think he worked on his own album and produced another artist album, so he just was busy, and you have to accept that,
Not true. You know what, I was going to play maybe more with Tortured Soul, maybe towards the end of the show. But I think we've made them wait too long now. I think the waiting
is ending.
Let's play it now. But before I do, set it up for us. Why Tortured Soul?
Bucket list, you know.
Yes. It's like Jazzanova. It's like, this is an institution.
Yes. There are certain people in our scene which you just want to work with if you are into that similar sound. And Tortured Soul, we know them for so many years.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I haven't thought earlier about them, but yeah. but it really clicked 2019.
Okay.
They've been performing at Delicious Festival,
yes.
and I've been performing there too.
Yeah.
And we sat down afterwards and said, why haven't we never connected? Why
yeah.
haven't we never done anything?
Yeah, yeah.
We both were imagining it's a good fit. You
yes,
know?
Yes.
And then, yeah, we said, let's do that. Lockdown came, 2020,
yeah.
which slowed us down a bit.
Yeah.
Especially him adjusting, took a moment for him. We just spoke 2 days ago and he said he still doesn't get why it took him half a year to, you know, switch his mind and get motivated again because we all were falling into a hole. Suddenly
yeah, yeah.
all gigs cancelled.
Yes, yes.
And so it took a moment until we really started working on it and from there onwards as well sent back and forth quite a number of times until we both have been satisfied and
yes.
changed and added parts, took
yeah.
other parts out.
Yeah.
So it was a real active collaboration where we both went in
yeah.
hard and
yeah.
we are happy that it's out now.
All yeah. right. If there's a song that will make you fall in love, it is this one. It is Ralph Gum, first time on radio. It meets Tortured Soul. It's called Maybe More. Say LSG's on my timeline. Hello, let's say go. Good to see you, man. Says thanks for having this legend, man, on the best tea. Yes, I'm serving him bread for souls. I was observing you as I was playing this song. And as you can imagine, I'm trying to, you know, read you. You being German, it's not an easy read, you know. I've had black coffee here, and every time I play his song, he goes, it's like goosebumps all over again. But I'm sure you have to tell me. Hearing it outside your studio now, on air.
Is what we make it for, you know. We want to have our music heard as artists. And it's a great feeling.
Mm.
And it's a great relief too.
Yeah.
Because now
yeah.
it's out. You
yeah.
know? Now it's up to the people to judge.
It's up to them.
I can't do much anymore. It's
and you
done.
Took it old school, eh?
Yes, yeah. It's,
love
it's
it. Funky.
Very classic, very soulful. Lovely bass line played
oh.
by Carlo Juste.
Okay.
I think maybe the best bass player we have in the country here,
yeah.
or one of the best.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm happy with how it sounds. And like I said, I'm out now. It's up to you guys now to judge and speak about the song. I usually,
yes.
you know, once I'm done with mixing and send it to mastering,
yeah.
My mind switches immediately to the next project, to be honest.
Are you going to do a remix project?
Lately, I haven't done remixes on any of the singles. I released a lot of singles during lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, let me keep the flow of music going instead of working for years on a new album, which then comes in 2023 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not sure. I think I released 8 singles and none of them was remixed so far.
Mm.
I think maybe in the future at some point I
yeah.
do a remix album of
yes.
all those songs.
Yeah,
For now, I think the original is fine. It's
yes.
out there. People
yeah.
should listen
should
to
somebody
it.
Say, hey, can I touch it? One of your friends?
Yeah, but usually if it doesn't fit into the plan, I say no,
okay.
you know.
Yeah.
I have the feeling a lot of things get remixed too much.
Okay.
And sometimes if you don't touch a song too often, it stays a classic and it doesn't get watered.
Yeah, watered down, yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
and so forth.
Yeah.
So I feel, you know, put more effort into the original that it can stand on its own feet.
Yeah.
And
let
it do its thing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in the future some remixes. But I don't believe every single needs 10 remixes to be released.
to be a great song, yeah.
yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ralph Gunn and I'm sipping the best tea in the city, on the street, on the air.
Indeed it is, Mr. Kumete, as my host here, as we close it off. And what's next for Ralph Gum?
More
maybe
music.
Maybe more is out.
Maybe more is out.
Go 99.
So the next one will be 100. A big step. I'm working on it. I don't have anything finished
yet,
you know.
But have you started?
I have started. I'm working on three songs, and one of them will be Go 100, and it will feature a South African artist. I wanted to have a South African on our anniversary release because
I know
this
it's going to be one of the three. Yeah. Give me three names.
I'm working with Ayanda Chia.
Woo!
I'm working with Bongi Moyana.
I don't know her.
You don't know her? You should check her out.
Bongi Moyana?
Yes, I heard her on my last album and I had another single with her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the third one we keep secret. A bit of secrecy must be. No?
No.
Okay.
You know, secrecy is the reason why the German wall was built.
Is
See,
it?
That's why it had to come down, Ralph. To stop the secrecy, to be one Germany.
Yeah. No, cool. I actually started something with Lira too.
Wait a minute.
But it was before she had her stroke, and since then I couldn't get in touch with her anymore. Listen. I didn't want to mention it, but yeah.
No, listen. Lira's going to come back. She's a fighter.
She has to.
Were you there?
Even if we don't work together, she has to come back. I pray for it.
No, she has to come back. Were you there when the wall fell?
I saw it on TV. I was in Germany at that time, but not close to the...
Sure. Was it a big celebration? What do you recall?
I don't recall too much. It was obviously a big thing. I mean, if the country reunites, but maybe I was too young, or I actually wasn't that young. But I don't know why.
You're too caught up with beat mixing.
Maybe I was somewhere, or I don't know. I was in studio probably. No, but definitely a big celebration. I mean, imagine if South Africa would be divided and come together again. And
it's the same question we ask. Some people can put it on April the 24th, April 27th, our Freedom Day. And some can put it to February the 11th when Mandela was released. So it could be any of those, a turning point. A turning point of sorts. Ralph, it really is a pleasure having you here, man. Thank you so much. And even for choosing us to premiere this song.
I appreciate it. Kaya has been so supportive since many years.
Yeah.
For all my music, I would say.
You make quality, man.
Yeah, I try to. And so it was logic to approach you. You know, I feel maybe more sounds a lot like a Kaya song to
it
me,
is.
You know, it's classic, it's soulful, it's what you play, and I appreciate that you gave me that platform today.
God bless and keep shining, my brother. If it's nice, we do it twice.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.